The New Testament contains an account of Mary taking the baby Jesus to be circumcised and meeting Simeon at the temple. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Simeon prophesied that the fate of Mary's son would pierce her own soul like a sword. This is the first of the seven sorrows Mary experienced through the events in her son's life. The second sorrow came with a flight into Egypt to prevent Herod finding Jesus and killing him. The suffering she experienced is only too evident in the four stations of the cross in this cycle by Dürer: the bearing of the cross, the nailing to the cross, the crucifixion, and the lamentation. In contrast, the scene at the bottom left seems harmless: the 12-year-old Jesus in debate with scholars in the temple. Yet this scene is part of Mary's suffering, since she does not know where her son is, believes he is lost, and spends 3 days looking for him. The moment she finds him is then part of the seven joys of the Virgin, which includes joyful events from the Annunciation to the Assumption, when Mary was bodily taken up into heaven. Dürer's painting of the seven sorrows was most likely set up opposite a similar painting of the seven joys, as is suggested by 5 surviving sketches from Cranach's workshop. You can see the drawings on your device. However, the painting of the seven joys has not survived.